Hello, everybody, and welcome to Get Lit Minute, your weekly podcast for all things poetic, poetry, and poets. This series is produced by Get Lit Words Ignite, a nonprofit organization that uses poetry and spoken word to increase literacy and empower young people. My name is Jasmine Minchez, and in this podcast, we focus on the lives, history, and works of classic poets and modern-day contemporary poets. Today's episode will discuss Carolyn Forché, a remarkable writer, teacher, and advocate whose deep concern for human rights has been the predominant motivator of her work. Forché is known for taking some of the most horrendous historical events of the 20th century and translating them into poetry, creating a lens for others to witness undistorted realities. In doing so, she urges readers and writers alike to pull their focus away from individual ego and onto their community as well as their humanity. Carolyn Forché was born in Detroit, Michigan on April 28, 1950, the oldest of seven children in her Slovak family. Her mother, Louise Nada Blackford Sedlowski, and father, Michael Joseph Sedlowski, raised Forché and her siblings as Roman Catholics, an impact that can be felt through the religious references in her work. Forché was highly influenced by the feminist woman in her family. Her mother, Louise, would pull out her old college textbooks and teach Carolyn about poetic meter and stresses. During this time, Forché entered into a new realm by learning how to articulate thoughts and messages with poetic precision. Forché earned her bachelor's degree in creative writing at Michigan State University in 1972 and her MFA degree at Bowling Green State University in 1975. She later went on to get a PhD from Newcastle University in the United Kingdom. Forché currently works as a professor at Georgetown University, where she directs Lannan Center for Poetics and Social Practice. Carolyn Forché has published four books of poetry. Her first poetry book, written in 1975, was titled Gathering the Tribes. The book recounts the experiences of Forché's young adolescence and was published when she was only 24. That same year, the book won the Yale Series of Younger Poets Award, where Judge Stanley Kunitz, acclaimed American poet, noted that Forché tries to understand the bonds of family, race, and sex, creating a kinship of all human lives. In 1977, Forché traveled to Spain to help translate the work of Salvadoran poet Claribel Alegría. When she returned home, she received a John Simon Guggenheim Foundation fellowship, which allowed her to travel to El Salvador and work as a human rights advocate. Her time in El Salvador began during the Salvadoran Civil War. It was eye-opening for her to witness firsthand the poor health facilities that looked like they had never received any foreign aid, as well as young girls and torture victims who had been subject to many different types of abuse. The experiences that she witnessed found their voice in her second poetry collection, The Country Between Us, published in 1981. At this time, controversy surrounding whether or not her writing had become political began to grow. Forché's response to the criticism was to write poetry highlighting the aftermath of extreme historical events in the 20th century. Carolyn argued that such works should not be read as narrowly political, but rather as poetry of witness. In a critique from the Los Angeles Times Book Review, Art Seidenbaum called the poems found in The Country Between Us the awakening of a political consciousness and are themselves acts of commitment to concepts and persons, to responsibility, to action. The Colonel, now a very famous poem, is one many critics singled out. It centers around an encounter Forché had with a Salvadoran colonel who dumped out a bag of cut-off human ears in front of her while making claims suggesting that human rights are an unimportant concept. It is important to note that the stories found in The Country Between Us are perhaps about the distance between one human being and another, how long it takes one human voice to reach another human voice, Forché said during an interview with Bill Moyers. The Country Between Us received the Poetry Society of America's Alice Faye de Castagnola Award and was a Lamont Poetry Selection of the Academy of American Poets in 1981. In 1993, Carolyn Forché published a groundbreaking anthology, Against Forgetting, 20th Century Poetry of Witness. This anthology focuses on the difficulties of politically engaged poetry, according to Forché. She stated, "We are accustomed to rather easy categories. We distinguish between personal and political poems. The distinction gives the political realm too much and too little scope. At the same time, it renders the personal too important and not important enough." Forché's anthology invited poets who had written under conditions of war, exile, and imprisonment for a new type of poetry invested in creating community and awareness. The book is split into five sections, dealing with the horrors of war in France, Japan, and Germany, along with references to Carolyn's experiences in Beirut and El Salvador. The head editor of The Progressive, Matthew Rothschild, claimed that the anthology held some of the most dramatic anti-war and anti-torture poetry written. At the same time, author Gail Ronsky called it irrefutable and copious evidence of the human ability to record, to write, to speak in the face of those atrocities. One poem in the anthology, The Angel of History, won the 1994 Los Angeles Times Book Award for Poetry. In an article in the Mason Gazette, Hope J. Smith explained that Fauché's work is unusual in that it straddles the realms of the political and the poetic, addressing political and social issues in poetry when many poets have abandoned these subjects altogether. In this anthology, we can see Fauché's idea of being a poetry witness do what it does best by sharing painful experiences to help educate and radicalize people's ideas. The anthology solidified her place as one of America's most aware and integral poetic voices. Fauché's following collection, Blue Hour, came out in 2003. Carolyn got its name from the English translation of a French phrase for dawn. It became a finalist for the National Book Critics Circle. Carolyn Fauché is no stranger to achievements and awards. In 1996, Fauché was awarded the Hiroshima Foundation Award for Peace and Culture in Stockholm. In 2013, she was awarded the Academy of American Poets Fellowship for Distinguished Poetic Achievement. Then in 2017, Fauché became one of the first two poets to receive the Wyndham Campbell Prize from the Beinecke Rare Book and Manuscript Library at Yale University. The Lannan Award in Poetry from the Lannan Foundation was given to her in 2020, and she was elected to be a Chancellor of the Academy of American Poets in 2022. In 2019, she published her memoir, What You Have Heard Is True, a memoir of witness and resistance. The memoir is about Carolyn Fauché's life and her brave decisions as a young woman to put herself into horror and danger to create change and help others through social awareness. It is a story about her life in a country on the verge of war and her journey towards social action. The memoir won the Juan E. Mendez Book Award for Human Rights in Latin America. It was a finalist for the 2019 National Book Award in Nonfiction, the Dayton Literary Peace Prize, and the James Tate Black Prize in the UK. Her more recent books include the collection In the Lateness of the World, published in 2020, which was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize in Poetry and the Nostat International Prize for Literature. Today, we will be taking a closer look at Carolyn Fauché's poem, The Boatman. This poem was published in 2016 and can be found in her aforementioned collection, In the Lateness of the World. The poem is written in the voice of a taxi driver with whom Fauché had a conversation with one night. The driver was a refugee from Syria who spoke to Fauché about the hardships he endured during his time living there, as well as the excruciating story of his journey to America on a rubber boat. Like so many of her pieces, Fauché uses a vast amount of visual imagery to indicate the horrific realities of so many. She writes in the first few lines, "We were 31 souls all, he said, on the gray sick of sea, in a cold rubber boat, rising and falling in our filth." This line emphasizes the dull and gray setting of being on the cramped and dirty boat, the gray boat, the gray water, and the imagery of their unsanitary living conditions match the tone of these experiences. All this storytelling occurs in a taxi, a reasonably mild environment, yet the topics are painful. Fauché artistically conveys the contrast between a conversation with the friendly taxi driver and the gray, dirty, and cramped boat. Currently in our world, we are seeing the highest levels of human displacement ever on record. More and more people have less access to food, shelter, essential services, and human rights. Displacement causes people to lose their identity, their safety, and all types of support. For these reasons and so many more, this poem is a part of a vital choir. Towards the end of the piece, the poem slightly switches its tone. It ends with the line, "I will see that you arrive safely, my friend. I will get you there." The speaker has been through so much, yet he takes responsibility for allowing others to experience a safe journey, allowing others to have what he could not, by providing a space for hopeful and comfortable travel. By telling this man's story, Fauché reclaims the social from the political, so the experiences can be shared truthfully, unbiasedly, and unchanged. This is The Boatman by Carolyn Fauché. We were 31 souls all, he said, on the gray sick of sea in a cold rubber boat, rising and falling in our filth. By morning this didn't matter, no land was in sight, all were soaked to the bone, living and dead. We could still float, we said, from war to war. What lay behind us but ruins of stone, piled on ruins of stone. City called mother of the poor, surrounded by fields of cotton and millet. City of jewelers and cloak makers, with the oldest church in Christendom and the sword of Allah. If anyone remains there now, he assures, they would be utterly alone. There is a hotel named for it in Rome, 200 meters from the Piazza de Spagna. where you can have breakfast under the portraits of film stars. There, the staff cannot do enough for you. But I am talking nonsense again, as I have since that night we fetched a child not ours from the sea, drifting face down in a life vest, its eyes taken by fish or the birds above us. After that, Aleppo went up in smoke, and Raqqa came under a rain of leaflets warning everyone to go. Leave, yes, but go where? We live through the Americans and Russians, through Americans again, many nights of death from the clouds, mornings surprised to be waking from the sleep of death, still unburied and alive but with no safe place. Leave, yes. We obey the leaflets, but go where? To the sea to be eaten? To the shores of Europe to be caged? To camp misery and camp remain here? I ask you then, where? You tell me you are a poet. If so, our destination is the same. I find myself now the boatman, driving a taxi at the end of the world. I will see that you arrive safely, my friend. I will get you there. Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us on all things Carolyn Forché. Make sure that you share this podcast with your friends and family members, and we will see you guys next week. Bye. Get Lit Minute is a production of Get Lit Words Ignite. This podcast is created by Samuel Curtis, produced by Sophia D'Annunzio, and executive produced by Diane Luby Lane. The episodes this season were researched and written by Get Lit Poets and edited by Mila Kuda. Josh Castillo is our engineer, and our digital editor is Blake Emerson. Special thanks to the entire Get Lit staff and donors who make this work possible, the teachers who use this podcast to educate their students, and to all students of life everywhere for tuning in and spending time with us today. If you want to hear more, check out the rest of our episodes on our website, getlit.org. That is GETLIT.ORG. See you there.